Fifth pack of the Mai Mishnah tests. This Mishnah is continuing the idea of the previous Mishnayos. One can take off Trumas and Maisers from one produce and some other produce. Once again, we're talking about that all the produce is the same species. They're all wheat, let's say. But one is coming from one place and another one is coming from another place. So, Ma'asra Mishal Yisrael al Shalnochi, Mishal Nochi al Shal Yisrael. We're talking about produce that was grown in Eretz Israel, where one was grown by a Jew, another one was grown by a Goy. This Mishnah holds, just the way the Rambam paskins, that even though the Goy grew it, it is still Chayv and Shumas Maitre Teraisa, provided that the Jew did the Gemara Malacha. So therefore one can take off Maitre from one to the other, because even though this was grown by a Jew and another one was grown by a Goy, they have an equal chiyus to have Shumas Maitre taken off. The same thing, Mishal Yisrael Kutim, Mishal Kutim al Yisrael. Same thing applies to the pairs of Kutim, even though there's room for discussion. Maybe the Kutim, they kept certain mitzvahs, and therefore maybe the produce of the Kutim had the status of Demai, and it's only a suffix if the mitzvahs were taken off. In which case, we would not be able to take off from Demai and Vadai, because maybe the Demai already had the Trumas mitzvahs taken off, and the other produce that he had definitely did not have the Trumas mitzvahs taken off. So the Mishnah is telling us the Chiddush, the Kutim, it was known that if a Kutim would give you produce, he did not take off Trumas Maishas first. They had no concern to make sure that the produce had the Trumas Maishas taken off before they gave it off to somebody else. Rabbi Lezer, Oysi Mishal Kutim, Al Shal Kutim. Rabbi Lezer asks from Kutim even another Kutim stuff. Why? Because the mind frame of the Kutim was that stuff that the themselves would eat, they would take off maizes. Stuff they would give to others, they would not take off maizes. Rabbi Lezer was concerned that maybe he was initially planning to eat it for himself, and therefore took off maizes, then he gave it over to another Jew. So therefore we are in doubt, did he take off maizes or not? And we come back to that situation, that if we have two groups of frozen, and each one has a separate suffix, whether the maizes were taken from him, you cannot take from one on the other, because maybe one had the mice taken off and the other did not.